All right, everybody, I am here with Mr. Ken Valdez, a legend in his own right, and I'm going to let him tell you about all the people he's played with, because there's a list that is just exhausting of the guys that he's played with, and even more that he's going to be playing with tonight, so y'all might get some Facebook Lives, you might not. Y'all should have got a ticket, man. I don't know how much more emphasis I can put on that. Y'all should have got a ticket. I drove 9 hours for this shit. Y'all could have too. So y'all are hearing these interviews, and you're like, man, what is he talking about? Well, you should have been here, so... Without further ado, man, Ken Valdez.
Hey, how's it going? It's weird to kind of think of everybody that I've played with, but it's just one of those things where it's beautiful that music is so universal that it brings all walks of life together, all genres together, just people who want to keep it real, play real music, listen to real music. You know, that's a beautiful thing. So, primarily, I guess I'm known as like a blues and rock kind of guy, but I'm definitely hardcore funk. Prince was a huge, huge, huge influence on me. This last year has seen me out a lot with ZZ Top and Billy Gibbons. Just the whole Minneapolis Prince contingency out here that I'm honored to work with. My evil twin, Jellybean Johnson, who we're going to be... doing some stuff here real soon. St. Paul Peterson and the whole Peterson family have been nothing but just they're my extended family.
Right.
I can go on and on, but I'm a transplant from Santa Fe, New Mexico, but Minneapolis is home, and one of the reasons why it has become home is because of the music and just that embrace that love, you know, that music provides the people that are creating it. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
We're here tonight celebrating Prince and his influence on everybody. Like, as a guy coming up playing, like, what did Prince mean to you?
Man, I remember being a kid and watching Purple Rain and seeing the videos and, you know, growing up and just the man's influence and his songs and just who he was as a performer, as a musician. And I remember specifically, like, there was a time where it was around the Diamonds and Pearls era. And, you know, I saw his band. It was the New Power Generation at that point. And I'm like, man, someday I want to play with those guys. Well, fast forward a few years, Johnny Lang and his father were the ones that were responsible for bringing me out to Minneapolis. And we did this record together. And this record brought in Michael Bland and Sonny Thompson to do some work with me in the studio. And so we started working. And that was kind of the beginning of those introductions to the Prince contingency. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing had it not been for Prince. I have nothing but love and respect for the man. He set the bar so high for everybody. You know what I mean? He was a revolutionary in so many senses of the word, and especially when it came down to the music business, to the music in and of itself, creating something real, creating something very unique. And giving that, he had the courage to do it his own way and make something truly unique and so super funky that you couldn't help but be influenced or inspired to try and do the same thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was a cool kind of challenge, because it was like, yeah, man, he challenged you to be yourself, to do your thing, make it funky. What is funk? What, you know, what's your funk?
Right.
Is it as funky as me? Well, probably not, because he was the funkiest of the funky.
Right.
But damn it, man, it's so fun trying. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Jelly Bean, he puts this together, and he calls you, and you said he's your evil twin. Like, how was it to play with Jelly Bean? Like, the perception is like, man, he's a really cool drummer, but all these people don't know, that don't come to these shows, they don't know how badass he is on guitar.
Man, so... Again, you know, you grow up and you see Bean playing with the time, and you know what a monster he is on the drums. I've never had the pleasure of playing music with him where he's sitting back there on the drums.
Right.
I'm waiting for that day. But in the meantime, you see him pick up a guitar, and it's just, he plays the way I love guitar players to play, because it's all about soul. It's all about feeling. It might not be the most technically brilliant thing that you've ever heard. But it doesn't matter because he's just playing exactly what's in his heart, what's in his soul, and it's just coming out in six strings, man. And it's such a cool thing to see. So he's one of those guys. Bean, I'll tell you about Jelly Bean Johnson, man. Jelly Bean Johnson is the single biggest supporter of live music in the Twin Cities, hands down, despite genre, despite anything. He's there, always supporting, always being the champion. And it's amazing to have that, knowing what he is to the Minneapolis sound. Jelly Bean Johnson is the Minneapolis sound.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's the damn mayor. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's who he is. But as a guitar player, man, he's brilliant. It's got that Jimi Hendrix vibe to it, and it's got, you know, a lot of soul, a lot of funk, just psychedelia, just badass. You know, and yeah, it's great. I think Jelly Bean said it best. He plays drums, you keep that pocket, you keep that groove. Guitar is like an expression of the soul. So, you know, where he can be violent and do his thing on the drums, there's something spiritual that comes out when you got six strings in your hand, man.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're going to see some of that tonight. You're going to be up there shredding with them guys. Man. Y'all just missed out a show, and I don't know what to tell you. Again, I came 9 hours away because this stuff, you can't miss it. And sorry that we didn't record a bunch of snippets for y'all to hear, because, I mean, y'all need to buy the tickets. So buy the tickets, support real music by real musicians. Ken Valdez has been playing with everybody, and he's around. And not just in Minneapolis. You see your group come to town, you're probably going to see him on guitar and be like, hey, I heard about that guy. So support the real artists, the real musicians. You hear them on Real Music Radio. We support them for a reason, because we have to have the live music. We have to have these artists, or we get that shit they play on the regular radio now. So, man, thanks for stopping in and just talking to us for a minute. We can't wait to see you out there on stage.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, keep supporting the real music.
And do you have, well, before I go, do you have music available that people can get, and how can they get a hold of
it? Absolutely. KenValdez.com is the easiest way to do it. I'm all over all the platforms, Spotify and Pandora and stuff like that. Spotify, yeah, find me. Go to my website. It's all up there, KenValdez.com. I got physical product. You can go stream it if you like. You know, I'm easy to find.
Okay, guys, you heard it. Go get the music, support the artists like we do, and, hey, we'll see you on the flip side.